All right, so guys, the fellas from 85 South Show, they always stop by and kick it with us here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. So wait though, did you guys see when Carlos Miller surprised Wildin' Out viewers when he returned to the stage? This was great.
Yeah.
Comedian co-host of the 85 South podcast had a falling out with Wildin' Out creator, producer, and host Nick Cannon. This happened last year. Carlos and Nick proved the stage was big enough for both of them when Miller led the black team to victory. Congratulations on that. There may have been some lingering tension between the two stars, but it seems like they got most of it out of their system during the Wild Style rap battle. Take a listen.
I came to Wildin' Out because I need to feed my kids. You tried to fire me, but that just ain't what it is.
Ain't what it is. I see you don't talk. Everybody know the whole black squad lost because of your captain. What happened? How you get fired on your damn day off?
Right.
That didn't rhyme for me.
So that was Nick who got the buzz.
Yeah.
That was kind of.
Yeah, we heard Nick.
His only line was, how you get fired on your damn day off?
Wildin'.
Did he have a turban on? Did he have a turban on when he did this?
He had cornrows on.
He had missed rehearsals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what it was.
So, again, what was the beef they had with each other? I don't know.
It was some issues about Carlos and the show, and then it went. You know, Nick Cannon was blaming other folks about him getting Carlos let go. So it was a lot of drama. So it was good to see Carlos on the show.
Yeah, it was. And I love Wildin' Out. Love Nick Cannon. I cannot
I
wait for the Masked Singer.
I really want to be on that show.
Oh, you would be good on that show, Jack.
Yeah.
I would love to be on that show.
Because you could take
Nick. Nick, we did Drumline together, man.
Oh, that's right.
No, that's right. That's right.
I haven't
spoken to
you?
Him since.
I love Nick Cannon.
Yeah, since Drumline.
We have, no, I'm lying. He has, I've seen him in a club. He's a cool dude. But Wildin' Out wasn't on yet. I'm lying. I lied.
All right, let me get to this. In other entertainment, Cardi B got so caught up in the moment during the recent performance that she pulled her wig off and tossed it in the crowd. And there's no shame in her game. She pulled the wig off, stocking cap in tow, on her head. But guess what? Now she wants the wig back.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she tweeted a video clip from London's Wireless Festival where she was seen chucking her long. It was a long black wig. She threw it in the audience, and I couldn't believe she still had the stocking cap on though. That was what was funny to me.
You're gonna pay for this.
Yeah,
though. You want this wig back.
When she finally came back to her senses, she realized how much she actually paid for this wig. So she wrote, "Look, I got carried away. I want my wig back. DM
that
me.
That wig's
DM
not
me.
Coming back. Oh, crap."
No.
Okay.
No, she's not gonna get it back. No, she's not.
No, you're not gonna get that.
Somebody sold that on eBay.
I know.
You know.
Or somebody in London wearing it now.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody in the ATL got it, and you ain't never getting it back.
And she wears good wigs too. Good wigs.
Some people
really
perpetrating. That's their real hair right now.
So she says, I want my wig back, DM me. But, I mean, it would be an opportunity if someone did give it back for them to meet Cardi B and kick it with Cardi B.
I
know.
I got your wig.
I probably wouldn't give it back.
And the best thing is make a video, too. I got your wig.
And Cardi B's voice and everything. Yeah.
But can you imagine how many DMs she's going to get from people who don't have it, you know?
I'm gonna bring her all
kind just
going
to go buy some hair.
Yeah.
Go buy some hair and just give it to her.
Yeah. All right, coming up more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.